The text for our message this morning, to uplift, to nourish, to strengthen us in our walk of life as Christ's redeemed children in Jesus, is from the second lesson, from the epistle lesson, from the book of Acts at the second chapter. And God writes these words and says, when the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I want you to think about that day. I want you to think about Pentecost, the day, the birthday of the church. And as the writer of the book of Acts, Luke tells us about this grand event of celebration. We like to celebrate, don't we? We like to celebrate birthdays. We like to celebrate graduations. We just went through a graduation this last Thursday up in the cities, and it was 396. Exact number. Went through graduation. And as they filled the parking lot and the side of Aldrich Arena on Thursday night, there was a makeshift family band that started to play. And it was just rocking everybody in celebration. Celebration that we have gone through in time and time again. I remember when I was a student at Duluth East High School senior year, we found the school bell, dusted it off, and we got permission from someone. And we took that bell to the football games, and whenever there was a touchdown or an extra point or a field goal, we rang that bell in celebration. Celebrating. The people that were gathered around that fine day were kind of confused at the first. Confused as what was happening. At first they see these tongues of fire on the disciples' heads. And then they hear them prophesying in their own tongues. And they're wondering, are they filled with wine that they can do such a fantastic thing? It's not even the third hour of the day, but Peter stands up and corrects them. This is the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit came upon those disciples and gave them the power to tell about Jesus, to tell everyone about Jesus. That's the fantastic part of this day, that it's the beginning of Pentecost. It's the beginning of the church. It's the beginning of recognizing the disciples as the Lord's witnesses, as the Lord's instruments, as the Lord's right hand, and people are still confused because the Spirit comes. And Jesus himself said that this Spirit will come to convict of sin and lawlessness. So the Holy Spirit is not there just to comfort and build up and encourage, but it's to convict those who are following Jesus of sin. You know, that's something we don't want to talk about. We don't want to refer to us as bad people. We're all good people, but there's bad in us. There's sin in us. The Apostle Paul, in the seventh chapter of the book of Romans, says, the very thing that I wish to do, I cannot do because it is sin dwelling in me. The Holy Spirit comes to convict us, to tell us that we are sinners, that we are in need of Jesus. We are in need of his forgiving arm and forgiving word, because we have that natural instinct in us to turn away from Jesus, to turn away from the word. Gosh, life is so much interesting that We don't have to read about God's word. We can go out and experience it. And yet the Holy Spirit comes to convict us, to tell us that we need to get back into the word. We need to open up the Bible. We need to read it on a daily basis. We need that word in our lives to lift this up and to encourage us. God knows that we have a rough life, that we have the peaks and we have the valleys. We have the potholes. We have the curves. We know that as we live life, we know that at the end of this bodily life is death. We have no idea when God is going to call us home. So that's why God wants us to be prepared. That's why God sends us the Holy Spirit to convict us of our sin, but also to guide us in all the truth of Jesus Christ and the truth of the world, that Jesus suffered, died, and rose again for our sins to give us eternal life and forgiveness of sins. And the Spirit comes into us when? At our baptism. When the pastor said, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit entered our lives and created the faith to grab hold of Jesus Christ. And as we hear his word day in and day out, we're renewed of our spiritual life. We're renewed in our faith life that God has given us. You know that the Spirit came upon those disciples, those confused, bewildered disciples. The one who denied Jesus, the one who doubted Jesus, the ones who fled from being seen with Jesus. Jesus came, the Holy Spirit came to these disciples and enlightened them and encouraged them and filled them with power so that they are able to share Jesus to those around them. And God sends us that Holy Spirit into our lives because God takes us stubborn. Yes, stubborn. Stubborn people. And he molds us with his grace and his mercy and his love to be dynamic witnesses of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We can witness to Jesus in various ways. You know, Muslims, Gary was here last Sunday, and he showed us a Muslim prayer rug that they put down on the ground, and they kneel and they pray. And they pray toward the east. It's amazing. God tells us to pray. How many of us take time out of our day to pray? The Holy Spirit comes into our lives and uses us to pray for people, to pray for their needs, to pray for the sick, the dying, those who are God's helpers with these people, to pray for hospice, to pray for nurses and hospitals and doctors and firefighters and police and all of these other people. The Holy Spirit comes down and uses us and our prayers so that we may encourage others as God's dynamic witnesses. We don't have a fantastic event of Pentecost. We don't have the tongues of fire that seem to be on our heads. We don't have us speaking in different languages. But the one thing we do have is the Holy Spirit using us with the words of God to share with others. There was a story that I read about kids having this baseball game. And Jim was on second base. He was a second baseman. And the ball was hit so hard that he had to throw up his glove, and he caught the ball, and his coach said, from the bench, that's the Spirit, Jim. You see, God is saying that to us. That's the Spirit. The Spirit that comes through God's Word. The Spirit that's given to us in our baptism. The Spirit that is ever living in our hearts and lives by hearing and reading the Word of God, that we are being used by God to be that witness. Not with our power, because we fail, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, we're lifted up and we're encouraging those around us in our prayers. Words of grace. We were just at a restaurant last night in Lake City, and when our meals were brought, actually Karen's and Ayami's meals were brought first, and I'm sitting there waiting, and they're looking at me. So we had the word of grace out loud in a busy restaurant, sharing Jesus with those in earshot. God uses us at those times to share the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and what he has in store for us each and every day. Through the word of God, we are renewed, we are strengthened, we're encouraged, we're loved, and we're forgiven. In Christ's holy name, amen.